Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gratitude. That Nick Wilson. We Woodridge guys, we're all the same. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin.
4000.00.
We are at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. A Legacy Unleashed exhibit celebrating the orange and brown, the Cleveland Browns. Rich DeRosiers, the chief communications officer at the Hall of Fame, was just with us, and he said the Browns are team number two for this. Steelers have had their moment.
Yeah, although I've like my theory on the whole thing was that it's a two-year celebration of the Browns between Joe Thomas getting inducted, playing in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game, which, by the way, we didn't get a chance to ask him to.
Yeah.
We still don't know who's playing in the game this year.
No, we don't, do we?
And there were some.
Well, he wasn't
going to
break it on our show. I'm
well,
just
he could
telling
have.
You.
But, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Wasn't going to happen.
Would have been fun to get.
Well, you've got a microphone, too.
I know.
Don't
I just
look
forgot
at me.
I just said I forgot to ask. Sometimes we forget these things.
Goodness gracious. Menigan has a little update for us from Goodyear, Arizona on some vital information.
All right, so this spring training report brought to you by Golf Tech and Bet365. Stephen Vogt holding his press conference as we speak, so we're getting a little more information on the news that came out a little bit earlier of who's making the ball club. Had this to say, and this is courtesy of our buddy Tom Withers on Twitter, Brian Rocchio will handle the bulk of playing time at shortstop.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Any more explanation on that?
No, just that he will handle, and this is courtesy of Tom Withers' tweet, handle the bulk of the playing time at shortstop. Gabriel Arias' versatility, he made the opening day roster because of that. Same thing with David Fry, their versatility is the reason why they are on this roster. You could throw Tyler Beattie in there too. So the fact that those guys, you know, Tyler Beattie could start it, come out of the pen, whatever you need him to do. David Fry's ability to play everywhere, and Gabriel Arias playing first base and all that. So I think we're starting to see this roster kind of fall into place.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. And according to Zach Meisel, and Daniel, do you have anything else you need to say there?
I mean, if you're going to keep going with spring training, you go, and then I'll close it.
All right. According to our buddy Zach Meisel from The Athletic, Miles Straw's roster spot not guaranteed. He is on waivers and has an option. Sam Henches will start on the IL, which we kind of assumed. Well, we thought it would be a couple of other guys, but Henches could be the guy as well, and Trevor Stephan. It doesn't mean that Sam's going to be on a long-term IL, but he can be on a short-term. But the long-term guys, Trevor Stephan and Daniel Espino, would open up a couple of roster spots if they need it. Rocchio getting the bulk of the shortstop reps. I like it, Andy. I think.
Can you go back to the Miles Straw line?
Yeah, I was going to say, Poopa, can you hug Andy? I think he needs it.
Yeah, he's right here. Miles Straw's roster spot is not guaranteed. He's on waivers. On waivers.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen. Joining us now, he comes strutting in wearing a really cool suit and an orange shirt. He's number 31 in your hearts, and his legacy is a bunch of
people. In your program.
Number one in your program. His legacy is people barking like absolute crazy at him, but it's more than that. Along with his buddy Hanford Dixon, ranked 10 years ago, 5 years ago, as the number two, and I think it's a great argument, Frank Minifield, the number two cornerback combo in NFL history. It's Frank Minifield, ladies and gentlemen.
See, that's what happens when you let everybody on the other side of the coast vote. That's what happens.
It ended up being the Oakland Raiders,
yep.
And I'm sorry. You're my guys.
That's right.
Good to see you.
Man, you look good.
Pleasure's all man's, man.
You look like you can still play.
This is only the second time I've ever been here.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
And the first?
Huh?
And the first was?
The first was last year. I don't know what I was doing last year when I came, but I did come last year for the first time.
Really?
Yeah, what was that? Wasn't the Cleveland Browns supposed to play?
They were in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
Joe Thomas got inducted.
Right. That's when I came.
I'm going to take you back to 1987.
Okay.
1988. Browns are practicing in Vero Beach, Florida, getting ready for a playoff series.
Okay.
We had just started the 10 o'clock news on Channel 43. I met you. You're fun. I said, I want to do a story on that. And you looked at me and you gave me some words of wisdom, we'll call them. Do you remember what the story was on? Of course you don't.
Nope.
You had a remote-controlled car you called Lobo.
Right.
And
right.
You tormented the you-know-what out of your teammates with
That's
that. Right. And I remember Clarence Weathers saying, Lobo is a pest. I'm going to step on it and I'm going to kick him.
Yep.
And you just kept going.
Oh, yeah. Lobo got me in a lot of trouble during that time. I had to finally get rid of Lobo. Because the guys wasn't putting up with Lobo.
No, you were driving it into their ankles and their feet. I mean, you got a playoff series and you're driving a remote control car, Frank,
had
into their
legs.
Keep
that loose. I was keeping that bad loose.
Yeah, well, loose or tight because of the bruises on their ankles was one or the other.
I mean, I just think back and, you know, because I was watching from the outside as a teenager for most of it.
Oh! That's the bus backing over both of us, Frank.
That's all good. You know, while I was, you know, I was at school. I had my pennant with me. I look back and just when I talk to like all the guys you played with, it was such a tight-knit group. I think that the way you guys were together and the way you guys were in the community still affects us now. Like that's why we love the Browns because of what, you know, for at least for my generation, which is just a tiny bit much. But it's just
would you like me to hit him?
No, you don't.
No,
have to
that's
me.
Okay.
But you're the reason. You guys are the reason why Browns fandom is what it is today because of the group and the solidarity you guys had. Can you agree or disagree, or what do you think?
Well, I agree 100% because in the National Football League, everybody's great. Everybody's fast. Everybody's big. Everybody's strong. There's a real finite distance between greatness and the guy that can't make the team.
Right.
I mean, that distance is so small that you can't even hardly measure it. And so then the other equation that comes into play determines whether or not you're going to win is your relationship. Having just great football players on every team don't win football games. And so if you don't have a relationship that is a lot better than just being teammates – I mean, somebody that you really care about and people that you want to be around and you want to spend a lot of time with, you know, practice is a bitch if you don't like these people.
Right.
I mean, you're talking
You're
about,
there all the time.
You're there every day of your life. You're there 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock. So if you don't like the people that's on your football team, you're probably not going to be very good. The football team's not going to be very good. And the one thing that we did – during the first few years I was with the Cleveland Browns, we had the boys' night out, and it was a reason to get in trouble.
You couldn't do it now with social media, though.
Hey,
you
it was team bonding.
Yes.
It was team bonding.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Hey, and we would talk about it for the rest of the week, all the way up till game time.
That's great. Frank Minifield joining us, number 31 for the Browns back in the day, and – The man who, with Hanford Dixon, formed one of the best cornerback duos in the entire National Football League, and of course, the Dog Pound, your legacy, among other things. You came out of school and went to the USFL.
Right.
And the Browns, I mean, it was you, it was Kevin Mack, it was Mike Johnson. And I think the Browns were kind of at the forefront there, Frank, of thinking out of the box a little bit. Because mm-hmm. you guys were all guys who could play and didn't get the opportunity right away. Did you have a chip coming in on the shoulder and with Kevin and Mike and a couple of the other guys or what?
No, my chip was on my shoulder long before that. When I came out of high school, I was a walk-on at the University of Louisville because nobody wanted a bump and run corner during that time. It was when everybody played zone.
Wow.
Yep. And so I walked on at the University of Louisville. So my chip, I had a big old block on my back by the time I got to the pro football level. Because when I was at Louisville, you know how it is in college. They tell every kid that they recruit they're going to play.
Yeah, you're the man.
And so a kid shows up that they haven't promised anything to, he gets all the leftovers. And so it was an unbelievable journey, but it was a journey that made me who I was. I mean, my physical ability went from basically about a 3 to about a 103 in my experience at University of Louisville, because I had to outwork everybody that was on my team. Everybody I started, there was probably about 15 defensive backs at University of Louisville. I was number 15 and a half. 15 and a half when I started. But that's the way it is with all walk-ons.
Yeah.
All walk-ons have to experience that. Because those other 15 kids, they've all been promised something. And their parents have all been told he's going to play. If you let him come to the University of Louisville, he's going to play. And so to hold Frank Minifield back at number 15 and a half, I mean, that's just a normal way of doing business in the college.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wow. The way the NFL game has changed rule-wise to benefit wide-open offenses and wide receivers. As a guy who made his living, as you just said, bump-and-run corner, you, and despite your size, Frank, you were a physical corner, and you were able to disrupt wide receivers. What do you think about the way the game is played now and how cornerbacks have to play the game?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I can't even hardly watch it, really, because when they call penalties on the defense for things that I don't view as gaining an advantage, I view the referee of being out there, and I view the rules of those rules and those referees out there to make sure everything is even, make sure nobody's abusing any of the philosophies that we have in place. And so, you know, when they say you can't hold the guy because it puts that guy at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So the rules and the referees is out there trying to keep everything fair. And so, but the rules have now switched to the point where they actually are trying to make it easier for the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks. I really appreciate now the quarterbacks that was unbelievable quarterbacks during the year when you could hit them and take them all the way to the ground and drive them into the ground and knock the helmet off and all that. I mean,
those were the days.
Frank. Those were the days. No, those guys had to be unbelievable.
If you think about it, if you ever watched the Open,
that's so true.
Do you remember the Open for CBS? Back when it was Phyllis George and it was
no, he was busy playing.
Well, no, but I mean, if you ever get a chance, just YouTube this. Go back and watch the Open for NFL Today on CBS. Every one of the plays on the Open would be a personal foul right now.
Oh yeah,
it's
oh,
amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, I joke all the time and say one of these days we're gonna hear the referee come in front of the camera and say, we have a unsportsmanlike penalty on number 21. I didn't say 31.
Right.
Of course not.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on number 21, playing too hard.
Oh,
march it off.
Wow. Frank Minifield is joining us. I'm going to go football post-career. I remember Kevin Byrne, who was the PR director of the Browns and later the Baltimore Ravens, one day telling me, Frank is really sharp. If you need financial information, financial help, and anybody who needs some Frank's the guy. You've been extremely successful post NFL career. What have you done, and how'd you get so smart?
Well, I don't think I'm that smart. I mean, that's one thing in my life I've always been able to do, and that's numbers. I mean, numbers have all. I mean, if you make me right, I'm dead. If you make me write anything, I'm not going to last too long. But if you let me do numbers, that's something that comes very, very easy for me. And so I really appreciate him saying that about me.
Well, he did. It stuck with me, Frank.
And you know, I got a real good company. My company is has been in business. We support the Toyota Motor Manufacturing Group. My company provides services and goods and services to every plant that Toyota is involved with.
Wow.
That's Mexico, Canada, and the entire North America. And we sometimes get involved with providing services in Japan. And wherever Toyota is at, I'll be doing business in those places.
So where are you?
That's awesome.
You're in Kentucky? Where are you living?
I'm located in Kentucky. Right. And we do have a Toyota plant in Kentucky.
Your son played in Virginia, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so what was that like, you know, watching him? And then, you know, good player. As we watched him kind of grow up and to be on the outside of Chase, to be able to watch on the outside, to watch, you know, your son be able to kind of go up and see what he was going to be able to do.
Well, I like to say that, and I say it all the time, I don't know how you grow up to be a man and you don't play football. I don't know. I don't understand how that happens. That transformation happens from a young man being a kid, and then all of a sudden he has all these responsibilities and he has to be a man now. I think football is the best training ground that you can give a young man, and that's what I gave to Chase. I put him in the game early. He's turned out to be an unbelievable kid. He has a master's degree. Didn't play that long in the NFL. He only played like 4 years or 5 years in the NFL for the Redskins.
But he got there.
Yeah,
he got
anything there. Over three is a long time now, right?
Well, you know, anything's
an accomplishment.
Yeah.
He got there, and he was really at a disadvantage because he was one of those unfortunate players that got hurt in a bowl game. His last game at the University of Virginia, he ended up having a knee operation after the bowl. And so – But he still battled. I mean, that's just part of life. That's what he saw, how you do it. That's how you are successful. You go out, you don't complain, you roll your sleeves up, and you give it everything you got. And if it don't work out good, you go to plan B. And now he's on plan B, has a real nice company that is something that his dad didn't think was very good, but he's proven his dad wrong. And I'm really, really impressed with what he's doing right now. I mean, the Virginia education has really done well for him. He lives in Washington, D.C., and I couldn't be prouder.
That's awesome.
Because, you know, really, I really think that 4 or 5 years in the NFL is enough. Is enough. I think that after that, you know, the guys really get broken up. There's really a high price to pay to play 10, 11, 14, 15 years in the NFL with your life and your health. There's a big price to be paid. So 4 years is just enough. You know, you get a taste of it, and then you get to go on. You don't miss it, and you go ahead and go on with your life.
Last thing, did you ever think when you and Hanford are on the field barking at each other that it would become the entire image for your football team? Because it has.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, me and Hanford, we was in the moment. We really didn't think anything past the next game. That was the only thing that was important to us, was who we was going to play next. And we're a little bit naive. We thought that only our teammates and the Cleveland Browns was paying attention, and it turned out that the whole world was paying attention. So I can only imagine if it was going on right now, and as much the ability for everybody to take anything and blast it over the entire nation and over the globe. So, we didn't realize it was happening when it was happening. We were just having a good time. And we were just dumb and young enough that it happened. Well, it happened.
It worked. Great to see you again.
Well,
and
I appreciate
thank
you guys
for your
having
time.
Me.
Thank you for your time.
I'm planning on having a good time today.
You will. Because the I hope it started now.
Well, last time I was here, I didn't get to see anything. And they just had me in one spot, and that was it.
Well, get out of here and go see some things.
Okay.
Frank Minifield, number 31, joining us right here on Baskin and Phelps.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.